Welcome to Series 2 of Distillery Sessions, Proud to Be. So far in the series, I've chatted to Brown By Me founder, Colette Phillip, and I've met designer, Alana Flowers. In today's episode, I'm going to chat with Sarah Ed Mash, who wears many hats, one of them being founder of Together Equal. Hey Sarah, how's it going?
Thank you for inviting me today.
I'd like to start off the conversation by asking you what diversity means to you.
So to me, diversity is acceptance. In a workplace, if you get a job, you get the job for who you are, but you can't keep that job unless the people in the workplace accept you for who you are. It's about not trying to pigeonhole people or give them a label. The questions that people are saying, where do you come from? Are you married? Where's your girlfriend? You know, there's just so many assumptions that are based on social stereotypes that make somebody feel not accepted, which people don't even realise that they're creating that situation for somebody. So I think diversity is 100% about acceptance and accepting people.
Awesome. Now, I'm super keen to hear more about Together Equal and understand what it's all about.
Our mission is to change the world one conversation at a time. We're really focused on diversity, inclusivity and belonging. We started off for about a decade. I worked with a charity that supported victims of violence against women and girls. And as time went on, they struggled increasingly to raise money. Either it was so competitive getting money from the corporate world, or there's only so much that an individual can do. Eventually the charity went into administration because they couldn't raise the funds. And I wonder, it just bothered me. There were so many charities that were going under for that very reason. They didn't have a sustainable income stream. So I thought, okay, how can I solve this? I'm a marketing person. Surely there's something I can do. So I had a look and I was like, right, okay, there's lots of charities. They're selling these branded merchandise. It's a rubber band with a brand on it. It doesn't create any conversation. It's very passive. It does raise money, yes, but what does it really do? So that's how I kind of came up with this idea of these conversation cards. So the conversation cards, we started off producing them at cost, and the charities sell them and keep all of the profits. So they just buy them from us for the cost. But we work with a team of psychologists and specialists from the violence against women and girls kind of environment, school psychologists, and came up with a whole bunch of questions ranging from what do animals talk about, but to things like, if somebody buys you a gift, you have to be nice to them. Is it all right to get angry? Who should have the last say in the family? To start these stereotype, like, is it okay to call a girl manly? Are boys able to cry? So just really kind of looking at those stereotypical issues and getting people to talk about them. So we delivered those, and we've now got three sets, actually. We've got the original set, then we've got a second set, which is more social, focusing on social questions like, why do nurses less than lawyers? The big question. And we've got a third set coming out, which is talking about race. I was talking to a local councillor, Emily Davey, who's the wife of Sir Edward Davey. And we realised that actually there's a really big need for these kind of conversations to be had in schools, especially with, start off in primary schools, where we could go in and try and address these issues and social stereotypes before they really start to take root, so we can get children thinking beyond what they've been told, which is, you know, this has been set centuries ago. The ancient Greeks were talking about a woman who showed leadership traits being manly and hairy and having a deep voice. I mean, these stereotypes go way, way, way back, and we've not challenged them at all. So we started working with the local primary school, and we found that the work that we do, having these conversations, really does have an impact on the kids' engagement. It resolved peer-to-peer conflict, peer pressure on their behaviours, improve self-confidence and self-esteem. So we've carried on doing that after that initial pilot. We're actually in a couple of schools now. And we've also extended to secondary schools, where we go in more as an intervention with some kids who are really struggling to engage with school. Schools are struggling to engage them too, so it's a two-way street. But we're going in and really working with those on a smaller group basis to try and help them to engage. And ultimately, inevitably, it comes down to the social stereotypes, their self-confidence, their self-esteem. It's all interwoven. And then off the back of that, we've also launched our corporate workshop program, which is all focused on having conversations in in the workplace, and having those tricky conversations are exactly what the diversity typeface is aiming to encourage as well. And all of the money, every time we do a corporate workshop, that funds a 10-week program in the school. So the school program is free, and it's funded from our corporate workshop stream and from the sales of our conversation cards.
Such a brilliant idea with so many different angles to it. One of the reasons that we started the Diversity Type Project at Distillery was to frame conversations slightly differently around D&I. So what you've talked about really resonates with what we've done. What has the feedback been like so far?
The biggest challenge that people have, people don't know how to start the conversation, and they don't know what to say in the conversation. So a lot of the stuff that we do is about it being a safe space, and somebody, you can say something, and if it's not appropriate, then somebody can tell you that and explain to you why not. And that's what's so kind of fundamental to everything. We've had really good feedback that's really helped get the conversation started. And by opening the kind of floodgates, that people feeling empowered to say something and other people feeling empowered to correct that means that the conversations are much more meaningful. From the school program, I mean, the kids and the teachers all love it. The kids are always asking if we can do it for longer, if they can have more. We've had some heartbreaking, that's a bit of a dramatic. We do a thing where the kids can focus on we look at their positive thoughts and the negative thoughts. And some of the negative thoughts, and we're working with 10 and 11 year olds, and they've been told that they will never amount to anything, that they are worthless. And you're like, oh my goodness. And then we focus on the positive thoughts, and they say, well, we've had this work. We know actually that I am heard, I am listened to, I am supported, I feel valued. And so just seeing that shift in the work that we do is amazing. We also do a lot of stuff. We get the modules. So first we look at what is equality and what is equal, and how being unequal can affect outcomes for individuals. And then we look at what it is to be male and what it is to be female. And then the fourth week we do a session where there's a trial. And the first year we did it, the boys, the trial, the question is, it's easier in life to be a woman. And then the girls have to say, no, it's not. And the boys have to say, yes, it is. So they're kind of the defendant and the plaintiff kind of thing. The first year we did it, the girls did the girls and the boys did the girls. The boys did the boys. This time it's had a real mixture of both groups are mixed, and it gets very passionate, and it's great. It's really, really amazing to see that the kids just embrace and run with what we're trying to say to them, which is you don't need to be pigeonholed, you don't need to be labelled, you are you, you don't need to be told by society or other external factors who you are.
Great. So for people who are listening, how can they find out more?
Yeah, the website's togetherequal.com. The hashtag is #TogetherEqual, surprisingly, or not. We're one of 19 social enterprises that have been invited to join eBay. They're doing the supporting social enterprises by giving them a store for a year for free. So we're on their program, so you can buy the cards on eBay as well. That's it. There's a contact us form on Together Equal. So if anybody wants to find out about a corporate workshop or nominate a local school or send some cards to a school, because even if you don't have kids, you can still help other people have those conversations, then that can all be done on the website.
Sarah, thank you so much for joining me today.
That's a pleasure. Thank you for having me.
So please do subscribe to us wherever you get your podcast from. And we'll have another interview coming out very shortly in our Proud to Be series. And don't forget to check out togetherequal.com.